Now, I know the series between the 76ers and the Miami Heat may more than likely be a sweep, but still watching some of the game, I enjoyed watching Tobias Harris and a couple of the other players. Honestly, with Tobias, the first thing I thought was like, man, Joel Embiid's not playing their MVP player or their star player, but Tobias Harris is cooking out here, right? Like he played 37 minutes, and although the 76ers lost 106-92, my man played 37 minutes, went 11 for 18 from the field, 61%, and scored 27 points on just 3 turnovers, right? And he shot pretty good from the free throw line, too, 4 out of 5. But the point is, if you are out, you are the star of your basketball training business. You are the MVP. If you're out, do you have somebody who can substitute for you, somebody who can help out that is Tobias Harris-like, that is going to hold things down? And, you know, it may not be the same quality. You may not be at your best for those sessions, but a lot of times I'm realizing that we, as basketball trainers, especially if we have a recurring system and we have people coming multiple times per month, sometimes we are driven by a certain standard that is really arbitrary and really personal to us rather than what is acceptable for other parents, for basketball trainees. So the real question I have for you is, like, have you found somebody who can substitute? Are you training somebody who can eventually substitute? Or are you looking, or is it the same thing? So are you looking, have you found, or are you currently training? Well, I guess they're all the same. You're all in one of these phases is what I'm trying to say. So either you're looking for somebody right now, you haven't found them, you're trying to find somebody who can take your spot and help substitute for you if you need to go somewhere, if you can't be there for whatever reason. Let's be looking if you haven't found that person. If you have found that person, and they are already a star, great. Like, it is worth paying them that extra rate that may hurt a little bit, but keeps the quality of your service high and the reputation of your brand where it should be and where it needs to be. I know the feeling, man. I've had someone who is an aficionado, a professional. He is gotten to the highest of the highest in terms of playing this game, the NBA level, and the price point that was charged for the services, they hurt. Now, I couldn't pay it, could not pay it with a regular group session, but definitely paid above what anyone else has made for a group session. When you get people who charge, and these aren't his rates, but when you get people who charge $200 to $400 an hour, that gets tough. Like, maybe that's a conversation that you have and you try to renegotiate and see what's feasible. But so you're either looking for that person, you've either found that person, and you're already paying them and keeping them on reserve for whenever you do need them, or you are training somebody up to be that person. And we're kind of in that phase now where we are training people up to be those people who can lead the warm-ups, who can do the drills, who can command the class. And that's not always easy, you know. It's not always easy to find that person who is willing to be a teammate rather than the person, and who is happy with the payment that they're receiving. So hopefully you guys are finding those substitutes. And again, this spurred on from the 76ers and Heat game, watching Tobias Harris go off in lieu of Joel Embiid. Hope you guys are having a great day. It's Training Tuesday, so I guess it all kind of aligns. Training Tuesday / Thinking Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. Have a great day. Talk to y'all later.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.